This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Calling from El Paso, Texas. I'm driving at the moment, so I hope the background noise is not too bad. But I have a story I'd like to share with you all. This happened to me about 20 years ago. It's not the only thing that's ever happened to me, but it's one of the creepiest. About 20 years ago, I would have been around maybe 17, 16 years old. And I used to have a cat named Diva. And my cat Diva, she used to sleep with me in my room, actually on top of me, every night. So, let me also add, I've always been one of those people that like to sleep in pitch dark, so I would actually put thumbtacks into my curtains in order, into the wall in order to keep my room as dark as possible. I got home and I was going to go to bed, so I started looking for the cat, and, I was calling out to her, and she wouldn't come, so I just thought, okay, you know what, I'll just go to bed. And, she'll scratch my door when she's ready to come in. So that's exactly what I did. I got into bed, and I lay down. And maybe about 3 minutes after laying down, I felt Diva jump onto me, jump onto the bed and, actually walk up onto my chest. And I thought, oh, okay, well, she was probably hiding under the bed or in the closet or something. I was not surprised at all. So she started doing that thing the cats do, kneading my chest and purring, getting ready to get comfy or go to sleep. And I started to pet her. So I was petting her, and I was just kind of talking to her a little bit. So then I stopped, and I let her try to go to sleep. Then all of a sudden she started purring a lot louder. She started actually kneading her little paws into my chest a lot more forcefully. And it started to become very, very uncomfortable. So I kind of started to try to, have her stop. I started pressing down on her and just kind of like, stop, okay, that's enough, okay, Diva, that's enough. And the more I would push her off of me, the harder she would need, her little feet, her little paws, and the harder I could, the more I could feel her claws. So, I finally was like, okay, that's enough, stop. And when I reached, over, trying to grab her feet off of me, she bit me. And, it wasn't just like a little, small bite. It was like a very hard, forceful bite. And I got so pissed, I hit her, and I hit her hard enough to where I actually heard her hit my closet door. Now, my closet door was probably about maybe 2 or 3 feet from the foot of my bed, so she must have flown a good 5 to 6 feet. And I heard her hit the closet, and then I heard scratching at my door. So I was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm letting you out. I was like, I don't know what the hell got into this stupid cat, but... So I got up. And as I open my hallway door, I'm sorry, as I open my bedroom door, I see Diva on the outside of my room. So she was actually in the hallway trying to get in. And wow, when I saw this, I freaked out. I turned on my light. I turned around. I'm looking around like, what the hell was in my room? What the hell was that? I look at my hand, and sure enough, I have what looked like a cat bite or, little teeth on my hand. And I look at my chest, and I have the little claw marks in my chest. She had actually drawn, or the thing, or whatever the hell it was, had actually drawn a little bit of blood out of my chest. Not my hands, but my chest. I could actually see a little bit of blood drawn from where the nails or the claws would have hurt me. So I don't know. Needless to say, I did not sleep in my room for a few nights, probably a week. And I didn't sleep very well that night at all. My cat would not go into my room after that. My cat stayed with me, and eventually I ended up moving into the guest bedroom, and that bedroom was just basically left as the guest bedroom. So I don't know, crazy thing that happened, very scary. I'm not sure what you all think. I don't think it's a ghost cat, sounds more like a demon cat, but I never saw anything else in that house. Of course, I didn't live there too much longer, maybe about 6 months after that, but I don't know. But that's my story, and thank you guys for everything. I love, love, love your show. You guys are awesome. I've been listening to y'all for about a year, and the shows just keep getting better and better, so we appreciate you all. And I'll call back in the future with another story, okay? Thank you all. Take care.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.